Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn right we start right now on a Thursday here in The Loop. You heard the man.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lopez, we got Fig, we got myself, Reggie. Let's have some fun. Get involved with the fun by hopping on the YouTube, hop on the Twitch. We see all y'all there. YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch is 610 Houston. But of course, shout out to 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shout out of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans for the 5-Hour Energy fan line. That's how you get involved. Text in 713-572-4610. How you living, Lopez?
I am fantastic, man. I really am. What a great week we have here. Obviously, doing radio with you and Figgy is always a blast.
Is it?
And yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. And we've got holidays coming up.
Don't do that.
I got my brand new TV, by the way.
Okay.
Flexing in front of Sean Pendergast.
Sean's got multiple TVs.
What'd you get?
85-inch TCL, the 4K HD.
Oh, cool. What are your second and third TVs?
Got him. 50 and 50.
All in the same room?
No. No, God, no.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sick.
He walks around the house in order to get everything.
I am sick.
I got one in the bar, which is a mere few steps away. You've seen it.
That's good. Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. I have. No, I'm happy for you. 85 is nice.
Dude, I sat down. I was watching everything. Like everything.
Did you pull up YouTube and just watch 4K videos?
I watched the Bite Me podcast on YouTube.
All right.
I said, look at
that's
me.
That's me. Okay.
That's
I was going to congratulate you.
Hey, that's a little tough.
That's not a little tough. That's a lot tough.
Sit down and watch himself.
No, I watched everything. And then I said, hey, I wonder what YouTube looks
like.
That
is sick behavior.
I was watching The Lincoln Lawyer. I was watching like action movies and then romantic movies, just like snippets of each one. And then and I said, I wonder what YouTube looks like. I said, I know what.
Let me look at myself. Wait, did you just throw in there? Watched a couple rom-coms.
I did. Just like 10 minutes, you know, because we had the surround sound, too. Just shaking the whole room.
Well, I had a fantastic segue, but I would like to turn to the 5-Hour Energy fan line where I've recently learned an interesting piece of information from the 832. Apparently, Embrace the Suck was used in the late 80s in the U.S. Marine Corps.
Like, I believe it.
That was used as doing a cursory Google search.
Yeah.
Apparently that is true. Like the Navy SEALs and Marine Corps, like various places.
That's exactly what Seth was talking about.
That exactly. Absolutely.
Suffer.
What he's talking about.
Suffer.
Did they trademark it?
I don't know that they trademarked
it. Okay, well, let's go. Get you an 85-inch TV, Reggie.
Well, I wish I would. Well, I mean, look. I was going to say that's a great way to watch this game on Sunday night if you have that option. Or if you have the option like we do to watch it at NRG Stadium,
yes,
on Sunday Night Football. We'll see if they actually open the roof, because we've seen that blimp.
I saw a blimp.
Around.
Yeah,
I feel like you probably open the roof if there's a blimp flying around, right?
Yeah, there was yesterday.
We'll see what ultimately happens there. But this game,
yeah,
we have to have the conversation of, is this a tipping point game? Mm-hmm. Now, Lopez, why do you set this up in that way?
Because a lot of times when I ask you guys a question, I already have my answer, of course.
Ah,
you know, so
that's fair.
I know what my answer is. And so my question is this. Is this a tipping point game? Is this a game that's going to tell you what the Texans really are? And couple that with some frustration, which was pretty evident out of NRG yesterday, even though they tried to hide it. They didn't do a very good job of hiding their frustration.
No.
And the frustration of people like us and the frustration of fans who
Their frustration themselves and the frustrations about our frustrations. Yeah. It got a little meta. Yeah. Like, I do wonder how many levels can we get to this of frustrations fans on top of frustrations.
On YouTube and Twitch and our text board, like, my answer is yes, this is a tipping point game. Even though you don't expect to win, if you suck, since we're using that word.
If you suck and have to embrace it.
And you have to embrace it whether you like it or not, I feel like we're going to go down a very, very divergent path from where we've been all year long.
That's interesting because for me, the answer is no.
Okay.
And expectation does a lot of this, right? I've been doing a lot of thinking about expectation. We mentioned, was it yesterday, a couple days ago, that it's really funny to think how the framing of this season has made us feel certain things.
Mm-hmm.
The season prior, this was a team that at 10 games through the season was 6-4.
Yeah.
And it felt great. Now, of course, you also come into that 6-4 on 3-game winning streak, right? Like, and all those things. If you lose this game, which according to Vegas, you are supposed to lose, right? You'd be 6-4.
Yeah.
It seems like it would feel entirely different just because of the framing of the expectations that we have. But in this game, again, I come back to the fact that I didn't check what the odds were as of more recently.
3.5.
3.5. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot it did move a little bit. But, you know, you are the underdog in this game at home. In addition to, like, you look at this Lions team, and they are one of the more well-rounded teams in the league. They are in any conversation, like every conversation that's had about the best teams in the league, you have to bring up the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
I think with all of that being said, I don't know that this ends up being a tipping point game because this could be one of those games where you just get beat, right? And I understand that then you still have to look at the quality of the Texans' performance.
Yeah.
But I can see how they would still not have great quality because they haven't had great quality against teams before them or before these Lions teams that were not nearly as good. So, I understand that it would be tougher for you to get right against a Lions team that is really, really good.
Yeah. Figgy, I want to get your answer, but let me rebut what you said there, Reggie.
Go for it,
because I do disagree for this reason. You were supposed to be on this tier. Like, if you lose this game to the Detroit Lions, which arguably are the best team in the NFL, I get that. But you were supposed to be, this was supposed to be, we talked about it when the schedule came out.
Sure.
Boy, I bet you the networks are going to have some fun with, this could be a Super Bowl preview
That's
game.
Right.
You know, these are two of the best teams in their respective conferences. So what I'm saying, Figgy, is like, this was supposed to be a tier one versus a tier one game that means everything and could really be a statement type game. If you lose this game, and especially if, and they're expected to lose, but especially if you look bad up front after no trades and everything, I will come in here on Monday saying, this is a second tier team. I'm sorry, but this is a second tier team.
I mean, is it supposed to, or did we kind of get ahead of ourselves
a little bit? No, both, probably.
I do think it's both.
Yeah, because I do, look, this is CJ Stroud's second year, and I know everybody kept talking about, he might, you know, the league going to catch up to him and all that stuff, but I feel like it's really possible we kind of took a couple steps too far, and maybe this is the reality. Maybe we mentioned it a couple days ago. Maybe we're Detroit of a couple years ago.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and look, I think that you're right. Like, there it was a little bit of both. This team absolutely, you know, we got ahead in trying to crown them, Lopez. but, you know, in addition to that, they gave us those impressions. They went and they were aggressive in trying to push this team with their additions and with the way they crafted this team into a place where they were a Super Bowl contender. That was clearly the expectation. But here's the thing, John, is the idea. I felt weird. I don't like calling you John. This is where we get to that place, is that context matters.
I'm not used to it.
I know.
It's either, hey, OG,
You should have called him Reginald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
John is my Reginald.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect
people
that.
People call me either Lopez or the OG, AOG.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. But
your family call you JPL, though.
They call me JPL. Yeah.
What?
No, they all call me JPL. Because of, again, my middle initial thing.
No, I understand that, but yeah. I'm just like, I'm trying to decide how much I like that.
No, my daughter said, hey, JPL.
Yeah, I'll circle back around on whether or not I like that. Not that anybody needs to.
I'll be like, hey, Pops.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's absolutely the way to go. But where was I? Oh, yes, the idea that, but context matters, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's one of the things that really helps us be better at, you know, paying attention to things and like being more accurate on things. Yes, the start of the season, that was how this team was viewed, and that's how we perceived this team. We got 9 weeks of evidence that, okay, they're not quite that. And so mm-hmm. with the context, understanding that they have not been able to get themselves all the way together, or I know D'Amico Ryans said, well, you know, this is still a good team or what have you. Like, I hear you on that, and mm-hmm. that's why we've been so frustrated that you have not put that on tape. But we know that they haven't put that on tape, so the idea that now I'm expecting them to put that on tape against the biggest challenge that you've had thus far,
again,
like, I think that might be a little unfair to then hinge your expectations upon that and your evaluation.
Yeah, 713-572-4610. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Because this was supposed to happen, and it's not just overzealous expectations, which maybe we had, me. But
you weren't alone in it. But you were leading the band. I didn't want to make sure.
But what did the experts say? What did this team say with its actions? We're going against Stephon Diggs. Hey, we're going to get Joe Mix. Like this, you know, it's kind of like a justification. Like, oh, you know what? Maybe we got ahead of ourselves. They didn't.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, halfway through the season, we've seen that that has not been the case. There's still time for you to get yourself into a better place, but I don't expect that to snap into reality immediately, and I especially don't expect that to snap into reality in the most difficult situation that you have right here, mm-hmm. right? And also against a team that matches up nicely against what you do well, what they do well, those types of things, right? And what you don't do well, right? Yeah. Like, they match up nicely. So the idea that, all right, not only does this team have to fix something that for some reason they have not been able to fix in the previous 9 weeks, they've got to do it in the harshest situations. I'm willing to give a little bit of grace on if this does mm-hmm. not go the way that you would hope, you know, without, you know, completely damning what's happening and calling it like a tipping point towards the negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say we kind of all drunk a little too much Kool-Aid, man. I think the offseason was amazing. I wouldn't take that back at all, but I just think we kind of drunk a little too much Kool-Aid.
Well, I don't, but I will end it on a high note here. Because foremost, they told us that they felt they were a contender with their actions. We are not the only ones. Like, experts around the league.
I feel like everybody drunk the Kool-Aid a little bit. Experts.
But was it Kool-Aid when they're going to get upper-tier players to be an upper-tier team is my point. You know, Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon in particular, much less
D'Amico
Ryans,
and all those
other guys.
I think they did what they supposed to do. Like, I don't fault them for that, but I still think it's an attitude in that locker room. You know, maybe they felt like they couldn't be beaten,
mm-hmm.
and now I think reality
is
setting in.
That's a whole different topic right there.
Yeah, I think reality is setting in. I don't know if they ate the rat poison or the cheese and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think everybody ate something.
Well, and this is where I want to kind of end it with the possibility of this being a really good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
if they do take a major step, if they do win, if they do get an offensive line performance that is really just the mean, you know, average of offensive line performances, then they're in a place where, hey, we just beat the Lions. We're 7-3.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a cupcake, you know, portion of the schedule coming up before the end of the year against the Chiefs and the Ravens. Then all of a sudden, maybe that momentum starts to shift. But that's why, that's to me, is the definition of tipping point. Like, if they look ugly and look ugly, let's be honest here, man. We thought this was going to be a Super Bowl type preview game. It's not. It's not anywhere close.
Sure.
So if they look ugly, it's going to veer off wide, you know, crazily to one direction. But if they don't, if they get just good performances and CJ works his magic and Joe Mixon runs for more than 100 yards and you win on national TV on Sunday Night Football, no less, then we're going to be rubbing our hands together saying, all right, maybe they've turned a corner. It's a tipping point game to me.
The reason why I'm not willing to go that far is that you're right on the offense, on the positive side, rather. If they are able to put these things together and find the details and, you know, become detail oriented in the ways that they simply have not been to this point, yeah, we're going to start talking about them different. 100%. Like, I'm not even going to lie about that. I'm not in the place where, how does it get more negative than the way that we've already discussed it? Like, I don't think it veers off into a crazy place if you aren't able to best a Detroit Lions team. Or if you look as disjointed on the offensive line as you have looked all season long, really, right? Like, I don't know, understand where are you going that place.
Because
where
there's no fall guy. There's no Kenyon Green. That's how.
Okay.
You know, I mean, to me, that's how, because it'll be more about the whole offensive line and Bobby Slowick. You don't think Bobby Slowick's going to be catching some heat if they look so bad? He's already catching some heat.
Right. So, look, well, tipping point or not, like, this is going to be quite a big game, regardless of whether or not D'Amico Ryans wants to call it that specifically, right? All games are big games, what have you. This is a big game, if for no other reason than it's prime time, Sunday night. At NRG, you have the Detroit Lions coming in, and when it comes to primetime games, what I will say is it might be a tipping point from a national perspective because people parachute in on these national games, and they become big in dictating how people view the way that you are as a team. We remember, like, as we were watching from this closer perspective that we have, seeing the team not quite getting it right, especially offensively, we were like, okay. You got to win, however, there's stuff to clean up. And the national perspective had not really shifted.
No.
And then you get on national TV on Thursday night and lose to the Jets, and everybody goes, whoa, right? That can continue to push in that way if you lose on Sunday night in a national way. But I think we've been close enough that we've been able to see all these things.
Yeah.
I don't think that we'll be surprised if there's some issues there, because there have been issues there, right? Like, that's the path. That seems like it's the one of least resistance that they don't necessarily fix everything and they continue having those same struggles.
On YouTube, Toby says, we are in fact a tier two team. Another listener, Frank, says the team is tier one. The offensive line is tier three. And that's why I feel like, you know, the upper tier is where this game should be played. This game was put on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Before we got a glimpse of these teams. Because they were supposed to be tier one teams. And I keep saying that because, you know, we know the tier one teams in the NFL now. You know, the template is being established. The pattern is established. You know, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, NFC, Commanders, and obviously the Lions. Are the Texans on that tier? No.
Not as of right now, but the problem is the potential is still there.
Yeah.
Right? It's not even that it was there. It's still there.
It's still there. Sounds like you're saying that this is a tipping point game.
All right. 832 agrees with you. They say still believe it's a tipping point. They don't have to win, but it depends on how you look.
That too.
If you lose. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on this Thursday. Later on in the program, about 11:20, we'll get to talk to our guy, ND Kalu. But before we get there, it's Chris Sims, who's, you know, obviously works for NBC, does some quarterback analysis and such on the NFL. Is he right about this issue with CJ Stroud and the offense? I'll tell you what that is next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. A avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.